Hey everyone, future DM Andy here. Sorry for the break in the episode, but we had a little bit of a hiccup with the audio again. There was another dropout, and this time around it was with Sam and with Geo during the ritual. I wasn't able to get everything. I wasn't able to salvage everything, so what I'm going to do is just leave in what I have with small breaks in between so that you can tell where the dropouts were. Essentially, what their offering was during the ritual was Sam was going the persuasive route, saying, "You're a good guy, Bomber. You make good food, and you make delicious treats for us." Whereas Melkor decided to instead go the intimidation route and said, "If you don't come back and make us more treats, I'm going to eat the treats that you currently have over your dead body." That's essentially what he said. With that said, everybody, thank you very much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the episode. All right, everyone, and welcome back. Hopefully those ads weren't too bad. We're going to pick right back up with Twig casting Revivify onto Bomber. So, the way this works, in the spell, it says that it automatically works. But for my game, I have a little bit of... I borrow inspiration from Critical Role with the Revivify rules. They have a resurrection ritual in which the people who are surrounding the person who's casting it may offer something as tribute. Whether that be a speech based on their connection, something that's meaningful to the person who has passed, or anything really that you could think of, as long as it could be somehow swung in a way that brings them back from the veil. So, with that said, Twig turns to look to you all and says, "Well, want to offer anything? It's okay if you don't. But it helps."
I'm looking at...
Don't all jump at once.
Do I see Bomber's... can I see his backpack and stuff? Like, is it in front of us?
It's still on him, yeah.
Does he have, like, a soup ladle?
Yes, he does.
I'm going to take that and bring it over to Twig. And then...
He's currently holding his backpack. Oh. Like, Bomber has his backpack on
so
him.
So offering his own ladle to him is not... hey,
probably not.
Hmm. I don't really know him that well, but he seems like an A-OK kind of guy, and, you know, he's pretty good at cooking us food, and, you know, he's got a lot of...
That's on one person for this.
21.
Okay. 21? Okay, good to know.
Alright, Melkor would like to eat him over your corpse while the crumbs fall onto your face. So wake your ass up. Now! Don't you die.
Make an intimidation check, I guess?
'Cause that was intimidation?
Yeah.
Which is charisma, so... 17.
All right. Kyle.
Zora really has nothing to offer. Zora out of prayer, pray to Mobus. Bring him peace, Mobus.
Make a religion check.
Nat
20. Gotta be careful about that wording, though.
Oh my god! No, oh. It's a 10. I saw the 0.
It's a 10. Okay, a 10. Alright.
Well, 9 minus 1 for intelligence.
It's just a friendly prayer.
Plus 3 because of proficiency. You're proficient in religion, right?
Yeah.
13.
Oh, okay. So 12.
13?
12.
Okay.
Peaceful.
As you say this, Mobus! Bring him peace. You just see Bomber comes back. You were going to take my shit?
I was going to eat all your treats, yes.
It's mine.
They would have been mine. You're lucky you woke us up.
But he's back, and then immediately just eyes roll back in his head and just passes out. As it's been a traumatizing experience. You double check. He's alive. He's breathing. He's good. He just does not have the mental fortitude to come back from the dead and still be conscious. Alright, so he will be knocked out for the rest of the day. With your second encounter done,
Let's roll for a third.
Short rest.
You want a short rest? Okay, go ahead and short rest.
Okay.
Is this the short rest number one for today?
D12s or? Yeah,
D12. For you, it's a D12, correct.
Yeah. I have six of them. That's eight.
Remember, your max HP is still
70
plus 15.
Oh, okay, so...
eight increases your max
76. HP. All right, so 78 plus 68.
So you can bring yours up to 86, I think.
That's 76, right? So I can only go up 78.
Do you guys remember if you...
No, your initial was like 86. Wasn't
okay,
it?
So 86, okay. 71 is like max.
Do you guys remember if you...
Yeah, it's 86. So succeeded? 76.
This day? Did you guys succeed for this day, for this skill challenge, or no?
12.
I think you did, if I recall. I think it was the first one you succeeded. Because you failed the other ones. Remember, like, the what are you doing for the day roles that I have you do every day?
I thought we all failed.
No, we failed.
We all failed.
Yeah, we all failed.
I think we all failed.
Fantastic. Okay.
86, you said, was max, right?
I rolled like a 1, I think.
Yeah, I still got 4.
So. Are you just saying that because you want more?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, dude, we all failed. I'm not done. Let's go. We all failed.
Okay.
Oh. You guys are going to get us killed.
Zora's feeling pretty spunky after that. He wants some nastiness.
80.
Hmm?
They're just saying we failed because they don't mean more encounters.
Your turn on that dragon. You like dragons.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because I have written down here that day 2 was a fail.
No, we did. We all failed.
No, you succeeded one of the days, I think.
No, because it was something about religion I tried. I tried praying to the woods, and I failed on my face. And he tried...
Are you sure that wasn't day 2 and not day 3?
No, we all failed. We failed horribly. The first time you gave us a break... Because something with the roll gave us, like, a free encounter.
I think Twig was the only one that succeeded.
No, that was the break the first day. Twig succeeded, and then the second day we all fell on our face.
Yeah, the first day was the day that you guys had, like, 6 encounters.
Yes, but Twig saved the one because he rolled so high, so we got a free, like, freebie.
That was this day. That was day 3.
Is that what day 3 was? Okay, then we didn't fail. We all failed, but Twig...
Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
I think that.
Okay, I was misunderstanding the whole. You're right. I was wrong. I'm always wrong. Zor.
Okay. I don't think it matters either way because what I rolled still is what it is. Let's see. What'd you get? Nope. Mm-mm. Already did that. Not doing it again.
Displacer beast.
Displacer.
He's get rolled.
Need a new head. What if I showed Displacer beast's head as I'm fighting Displacer beast?
He'd probably be super pissed off at you.
Shit, dude! That would have been so funny.
Still, he used to throw the head under the ground in front of it.
Yeah.
Start the fight.
You're freaking bowling with Displacer beast.
You could maybe intimidate it like that.
Yeah.
You're going to end up like your little friend, too.
That's really funny.
Okay.
Wait, how much XP did we get for that? Oh, we'll figure it out later.
I'll figure it out later. Yeah. So, you continue along your day. Traveling for what seems like hours. But it feels like you're not getting anywhere. Feeling this, Twig marks a tree with just like a...
His
like
beak?
A, with a twig?
With a dagger, guys. Jeez. He just puts a T in the tree. And he continues forward. And you walk again past this T. The tree with the T in it. Twig's tree.
This is...
You are stuck in what seems to be a magical loop.
How do we break this loop?
Don't know.
Damn it.
Let me ask the satyrs.
Okay, go ahead.
What were you going to say?
Maybe we just walk backwards.
We can try that.
I think we should definitely ask the satyrs first. I mean, my idea was just kind of throwing it out there.
Okay. So Twig goes over and talks to the satyrs. first one has no fucking clue what's going on. However, the other one, who survived the encounter with the Shambling Mound, says that he's heard stories of some wandering people getting lost in the woods, similar to, or in the forest, in a situation similar to this. Specifically, there was a story of a young satyr by the name of George, who somehow managed to get stuck in this loop and would often boast about how he was able to get out of it by dancing on some stone pads that he found. And that's the story. So they're recommending finding these stone pads.
All right, we're going to start walking the loop, and I'm looking for some stone pads.
All right, so...
I will also help look for stone pads.
Okay, so you guys can either roll separately, or we can do like a group check, or one of you can roll with advantage. So a group check is like everyone rolls, and I just take the average, or both of you can roll. Or one of you can roll with advantage. Guidance. Okay.
Is it perception?
It is a perception. I'd say perception.
I have a +4 if that helps.
Tick also has a... Twig's got like a +7.
Oh, fuck. I will have Twig do it.
Got it, send Twig.
Why are you holding your hand out, Kyle? Oh, you're asking Cupcake what to do? Okay. What are you saying to Cupcake?
I don't know where we're going. I'm lost. I'm hungry. You would know the way. What do we do?
Make an insight check.
Is that wisdom?
Yeah.
It's -1, which is 9.
9. Unfortunately, you don't hear a response, as it is unusually quiet today. Okay, so you want Twig too, and you're casting guidance on Twig?
Yeah.
Okay, good thing. So Twig got a 19. Takes a while. However, you do come up to a strange section of forest after going around in a loop for several more hours. It's a heavily wooded, heavily forested area with a small 20 by 20 section that's been cleared out. Within this 20 by 20 square foot is there's a total of 9 different stone pads. I can put it on the table for you if you'd like to see. Okay. What would you guys like to do? You have encountered a puzzle.
Is there any writing anywhere?
No, no writing.
So these pads on the ground?
These are stone pads almost built, like, into the ground. Like, they look like tops of rocks.
And there's no writing on them.
There's no writing.
I'm going to tell about... so our bomber's thing's following us around.
I'm assuming Kyle is carrying bomber, and they are following Kyle.
Can we talk, like, communicate with them at all? Are they intelligent, or do they...
Not really. They only communicate with bomber.
Okay.
And even still, they don't communicate. They just understand language.
Twig, can you talk to the satyrs about these pads? Do they know anything?
He does talk to them, and all they know is just the legend of what happened with George, the satyr. He got out of this by dancing on some stone pads. That's all they know.
I want to go up and... stick my foot on one.
Okay, which one are you stepping on?
This one.
Okay.
Which one? This one?
No, diagonally to me one. Nope, right there.
Okay. You step on this one.
What happens?
That one lights up,
This one lights up, and this one lights up.
And then I'm going to go to the next, this one. I'm going to step two.
Okay, so you're going to go one down on the diagram. So when you step on this, this one turns off. This one turns off. This one turns on. This turns on. So you have now the top middle, the middle, and the bottom left lit up. And then the remaining five squares are unlit.
So where is he standing?
He is currently standing here.
Okay.
He is currently standing on the middle left. So you want to go to the bottom left?
Well,
from my perspective. So you want to go here?
Mm-hmm.
It turns on this, this, and this. You're getting the idea that whenever you step on one, it lights up, or it flips the ones adjacent to it and the one you're standing on. You know, Kyle's just holding bombers somewhere off in the trees. Give me your snacks.
So when I step on it, the one I step on and the two adjacent to it turn on.
Not necessarily the two adjacent to it, but the one, whatever is adjacent to it.
So let's just say... Okay, well, I'll just do this. I'm going to step here.
In the middle?
Yep. I just want to see what it's going to do.
When you step in the middle, it turns off the middle plate, the top middle plate, the bottom middle plate, and the left middle plate.
I'm going to jump in the air and step back on again.
So you jump.
And those all turn back on?
It turns on top middle. It turns on the entire middle row. And it turns on left middle and right middle.
Okay.
I will give this to you so that you may. I think you could.
Measure, I'm going to set Bomber down. Hey, take a nap, big buddy. Hey, Melkor, why don't we try jumping on diagonally at the same time?
Might be a good idea. Well, we could try that.
Okay. Wait, I have an idea. Hang on.
But the George was a single person, though.
Oh, I can't do more than one. Damn it.
So if I step here, this one, this one, this one will turn on. And if I go here...
It's not that they turn on, they flip.
Yeah.
So they will either turn on or off, depending on if they're on or off.
Okay. So, if you were to, like, step here...
Keep in mind, Sam is still in the middle.
Okay, but if someone were to step here, which ones turn on? These ones? All the ones
The adjacent.
Like...
So they are adjacent. Whatever tile you step on, the adjacent tiles, the immediately connecting ones, will turn on or off.
Yes. Oh, I see.
If you step in the very middle... The ones adjacent to it on this tic-tac-toe board of a puzzle will turn on or off. If you step in the corners, you have the corner and then the two that are adjacent to it.
All right, so I want to step. I'm going to step here, Andy.
You're going to step on that one?
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to just.
So I know it's gonna be a little flipping, but I think I want to see what happens here.
So this turns on. This turns off.
Yep. And then that one turns off. Okay, now I'm going to step here.
So you want to... So you're going to step off and then go here.
Yep.
So you got to step off the puzzle. I'll turn that on, and this off.
Okay. Now I'm going to go in that corner.
This one?
Yep.
It turns on the two adjacent and turns off this one.
And then I'm going to...
No,
step
here. Step there. Step and jump. Just step there.
No, because then it's going to keep this one opposite.
What if you hit this
one? That's what I was thinking about trying to do.
So right now, currently, you have all but one lit up. You have all but the middle left.
What if you just step on it? Maybe it would just light up. Would it light up if you stepped on it? before it disappeared?
No.
Don't you love puzzles?
Wait, so if he stepped here, that would disappear, that would light up.
Yeah.
And then that would disappear, or those would all disappear, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the immediate adjacent ones would flip.
I think you step in the middle, and then these two.
Okay, so I'll step in the middle, Andy.
Okay, so you're going to step.
That's what I was saying, middle. Yeah.
So if you were here, you're going to just jump and leap?
Yeah. See what lights off first.
Make a real quick acrobatics check. I got to bring some spice to the table, Kyle. I'm not going to let you cross diagonally.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that
11.
11.
Tumbles on his ass.
It's only 5 feet.
I'm aware.
Mm-hmm.
So you go to leap, but your foot accidentally catches this one as well. It catches this one first, so it turns that off, turns this off, and turns this one off. You then land in the center. This one turns off. The center turns off, the bottom center turns off, and the top center turns off. However, the two middle sides turn on.
Oh, wait. Step on.
Oh, yeah, this.
Step on this one.
So you are now currently standing in the middle of this puzzle.
Well, if I just step back on that one I accidentally stepped on, then it resets it.
So if you step on this one? So you want to step on the one you actually tripped on. So that turns off. This turns on. This turns on. This turns on. You are now in the middle right column, or middle right square. Right middle? Middle right, whatever.
Wait, step here, and then it will light up these two. And then
the one he's on is currently lit up. Oh no, it's not lit up.
No. So step here and it will light up.
Yeah, but then this one will be off then.
No.
I got a shout out to there's a game called Labyrinthine. That I stole this from. I was fucking stuck on this puzzle for a while. It's like, what the fuck?
It's definitely a sequence that you do.
What about here? What about here? It shuts everything off and then you can just... That's not lit up, right? So if you go here, that lights off this, and this, right?
And then
But then if you go back here... Then that lights up this and this. And then if you go here, that lights up that. So wait, listen to what I'm saying. I'm not moving him. But if you went... You were right here, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you went here, right? That takes off this and this, right?
And then the if bottom, you went... And the left one.
And the left one. All right, now...
And it turns the one on that you
so wait, so then you, so that turns all that off, turns that one off. But now if you went back here, that turns that one on, and that one off. But then if you... Yeah, I guess that doesn't work.
No, if you step here, it won't even touch these.
This one's off, though, the one he's standing on, right?
Yeah, that one's off.
All right.
Is there a reset button?
Nah. You can't not one more than one person can step on?
No, more than one person can step on.
So why don't we use more people?
Well, it doesn't really help, though.
I don't think it's
going to Zora's going to come over here, and he's just going to try to be stupid. So let's... I'm going to step right here.
Okay, you step in the bottom left... corner. It turns that one off, it turns the middle left off, and it turns the middle bottom on.
Is that one on now too because I stepped on it? Or no?
No, it was on, now it's off.
No. Have him step here. Let's just reset the thing, and then we'll just
So are you smart enough to get off and then walk over? Or are you just gonna...
I'm just gonna... Doop! Doop!
Okay, so you're going to stand on the middle, the left middle, which turns that on, turns on the one you were just on, turns off the damn, the dead center.
We're in a good spot now.
We are.
We are, look, turns look. That off. Look, look, I'm going to step off.
Now, but when you, that was just stepping on the left middle. Now you're stepping on left top, which turns this on.
Okay, but it's a corner. That's good.
And then you turn on middle top, and then you turn off.
Wait, so that's it? That we just step on the middle, and we got it, right? Because
these two that are here are going to flip off then, because they're adjacent.
But even if I'm stepping on it?
Yeah.
Yep.
What in the front door?
The one he's on is still off, though, right?
Yes. So currently, you have the entire top row on.
If we go here, that turns this whole row off, that on. Then if somebody steps here, that turns then we'll be back to reset.
Okay.
So I'm gonna do that.
Okay.
So watch. So if I step,
you're gonna tell Kyle to stand there.
Stand there. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna tell him to jump off, and I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna stand here.
Okay. So learning your lesson, you learn to walk around and stand on it. You're going to turn off the entire top row.
Yep.
And then turn on the dead center.
No. Yep. And then I'm gonna step right to that one that's gonna turn everything back off.
You're going to get off and go around, or are you going to turn it on?
Maybe it turns it on.
So you're going to go down to the bottom middle, and that turns off the entire bottom row and the dead center. So you have hit a reset button.
Okay, now we can start fresh.
Is this puzzle annoying?
Yes.
I see Gio is already mad at work over there in his notebook. I think this is like the fifth one he's drawn. This is fantastic.
I kind of having to, at first I was like, I kind of having to start over because you guys kept changing.
So what he's saying is that when you step on this, these two light up.
Yeah. I figured it out, I think. Yeah? Yeah, I figured it out.
Okay. Yeah. What are you doing?
You want to talk it out first before we step on it again, or are you good?
Are you good?
I think I'm good.
Malcor is just going to rush in without talking to anybody.
He's step so, here?
So damn determined. Okay, it's going to turn this one on, and this one on. So right now you have the bottom right, the middle right, and the middle bottom.
Now I'm going to step off.
Okay.
And I'm going to step on this one.
Okay, you're going to the left bottom, which turns on left bottom, the left middle, and turns off middle bottom.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to step on this one.
Going to left top, which turns on left top and left middle top, and you're going to turn off.
Yep.
Left middle.
And then you step. I'm going to step off. I'm going to step on this one.
And then it runs in the center, and then you're good, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
You step over to right top, which turns off middle top and right middle.
I'm going to step off. And then who's going to do the best dexterity?
I'm going to say, don't step off.
I got good.
And I tell you to step, go right from where you were, and just go step right to the middle.
Okay.
Okay. I guess I could do that. Make an acrobatics check.
I thought I was going to ask someone to make an
acrobatics check. Just from walking from one square to the other, you're just going 5 feet away.
It's got a little bit of space in it, so there's a chance for you to fail.
Sure.
Hey, you know what?
I have to throw some spice in it, Sam.
Got it.
So acrobatics.
Okay, so let me roll this first.
Sixteen in total.
Yeah.
You are able to make it, and you land in dead center, which turns on the remaining panels, and you feel the ground begin to quake. And then whatever magical feeling you guys had of being trapped has been lifted, and you completed the puzzle. Good job. Much smarter than I. It took me way too long to figure that out. Good job.
Nice.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, that was encounter number 3. Let's see what the last encounter will be for the day. Oh my god. Why can't I find my D12s now? Oh, that's the wrong table. That would be why.
I think the trick was just to do it in your notebook. We're trying to do too much in our heads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was definitely the trick.
the fuck is this thing? I've never even heard of this.
Something in your table?
Yeah.
Is it dangerous?
What the fuck is this thing? Well, that is an interesting creature. How many do I have? Ooh, okay. Let's see, how screwed are you guys? Oh, that's not too bad. Okay. That's not too bad. You guys can handle this. Maybe.
You guys come across a, strangely enough, a cottage that has been long abandoned. You see spider webs kind of forming on the edges of it. There's a pond that's turned green off to the right-hand side of this building.
Does it have chicken and feet?
Not upon initial inspection. But what it does have is trees, or these pillars that you see on the table, knocked over. One is currently bashed through the roof, and many others have come close to the building. You see that currently. What would you like to do?
Burn it all.
This is his pets right here, this guy and this guy?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just put those on. He's just hanging out. Okay, that's
Philip. Go to the edge of the pond and look down at my reflection.
There is no reflection. The pond itself is muddied and untaken care of. It's full of grass and nasty algae that turns the water green. It's very still standing. It's not something.
I want to take a stick and stick it in the pond.
It's not very deep, but you find probably like a 2-foot stick and it goes down maybe a foot.
Pull it back out. It's all still there?
Yeah.
Well, what do you guys think we should do? I definitely was not expecting to find a house in here.
Hey, Demezio, you think there's food in that house? I'm freaking starving.
It doesn't necessarily look like a house, more like a... It's more...
A cabin in the woods?
Kind of, but less like civilian-y, but more like...
Blair Witch?
Kind of. It's more like...
Hostile.
I don't want to say, like, ramshackled, like, kind of strung together, but it looks definitely not, like, modern, civilized kind of log cabins.
Like something you'd see in Elden Ring?
Yeah. Yeah, like those kinds of shacks.
Would you say that this is, like, any type of puzzling thing or anything that would be considered, like, a danger sense?
Not yet.
Okay.
I think we should check out this house, make sure... And see if there's anything useful inside.
I just want some damn food. If I don't get food soon, I'm eating bomber shit.
When you say that, Gio, you hear creaking coming from the inside of this shack.
Hey, we just go up and knock on the door.
Hey, I just heard something inside the house.
Hey, you guys know what we can do? We can start throwing shit at it, see what happens.
Start throwing shit at it?
Yeah, Melkor, let's just start throwing shit at it, see what happens. Just for fun. Who's gonna go first? Let's draw straws.
Okay. You guys can have a roll-off.
Yeah, roll-off.
If anyone wants to... Shipper.
Oh, yeah, hold on. If you lose, Zor, you gotta fucking burst through that wall.
You gotta fucking Kool-Aid man it?
Wait a second. Yeah. What type of roll is this? Is this a
wisdom throw? What are you guys trying to do? You're trying to see...
What do you mean, stupid?
Are you trying to see if you don't be stupid?
Ding dong, ditch the wall. If we lose, you gotta go run into the wall.
If we lose?
Are you guys like doing like a quick draw competition, yes, to see who hits the wall first? Or are you doing like a... Like what are you doing?
I got a question. You can't use guidance. No cheating here, you little intelligent little nasty thing.
Oh, that's bullshit.
But wait, is this considered like an intelligence? He's got an advantage. This is bull.
What do you? I'm still confused at what you're trying to do. Rolling.
We rolling for the candy drops.
You know what? We'll just draw twigs.
Nah, none of my weird twigs over there. Alright, let's roll for the highest roll. Lowest roll is running into a wall. Come on, pull out your... We're drawing.
I'm going to take a dice in game. My character, and I'm going to roll it and look at it and go up. 19.
He's full of shit. They're always lying. All
right. You think that I was lying,
though? Ah, thank you, Ars.
He was high on his dice.
All right, come on. It's just between me and you. Da, 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 da.
Shit.
Wait, so who lost?
I lost.
So you had to go running in like Kool-Aid Man.
Wait a second. I didn't see you. Here. Your turn. 13 or higher, you're running into a wall.
Wait, 13 or higher I run in?
Yeah, no, you roll 13, it's a...
Oh, it's a 15.
You're full of shit!
It was a 3.
So show me how acrobatic you are.
I'm going to...
Do a fucking backflip off that wall.
What's that?
I said do a fucking backflip off that wall.
Andy, is that the one that's in the house? Mm-hmm. What kind of angle is it actually at? Can I run
it's
up?
It's at that angle.
Is it rocky?
It's a tree.
Can I climb up it stealthily?
You can try.
How, with the angle, how difficult is this going to be? Like, you don't, I know you have a number set, but you don't have to tell me the number, obviously, but is it going to be like, that's a little steep? Or is it going to be like, yeah, you should be pretty good? Depending on how I roll. It's all dependent on the dice, anyways.
I mean, it looks... Demezio thinks he can do it.
Okay.
Demezio! Hold on. Promise me a beer.
Wait a minute. You want me to buy you a beer, and I gotta go touch the creepy house?
No! Just say, I promise you a beer, right now!
I promise you a beer.
I smash into the wall of the house.
Do you swing your axe at the same time?
No, just straight up!
Alright, make a strength check.
I'm going to look at Melkor and go, I did not see that coming.
I saw that coming.
You're right. I probably should have seen that coming.
Bomber just says, I saw it coming, and then just immediately passes out again.
But I got 4 plus 4, which is 9, and then proficiency bonus is 13.
It's a good thing you got that proficiency bonus. You go charging, and you leave an imprint, like a hole through the wall of just Zor running mid-stride, like those old cartoons. You enter into, immediately as you bust through, you hit like tons of webbing as you're just stop, you look around, and you realize this entire inside is full of webs. And you hear like this weird like insectoid chittering coming from above.
Hey, Zor, are you okay in there? You just fucking destroyed that wall. Holy shit.
You know it's a bad day when Zor is telling you to shush.
Zor seems scared. I don't know what he's seen in there.
Am I stuck? Am I stuck?
Not currently.
Do I move my hand to see if I'm stuck in the web?
You're not currently stuck. Oh. But I need you all to roll initiative.
How far away are we?
I'm going to say not for this because you didn't even know what the fuck was happening.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going to say he at least needed 15 feet in order to, like, charge in. So I'm going to say that you guys were... So I'm going to take this roof off.
That's not good. I just got eaten by a Baba Yaga.
It's not a Baba Yaga if it's just spiderwebs in there.
Oh no.
13.
So I'm going to say that you guys are somewhere over in this general vicinity. No, fuck it. I'm moving this way.
Right?
What's that?
Run through a wall.
So you guys were probably like here. Philip is definitely like back here with Twig and the Satyrs.
I'm in the house.
And Bomber and his pets are all going to be right here. These guys are looking after Bomber. You are alone in the house. There is a surprise round for these creatures.
And I didn't know what you guys got.
I'm dead last.
20. 30. 13.
3. 30, 20. You got a what?
Do you add dexterity to your initiative?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What? I haven't been doing that. 15.
Oh, it's kind of important. 6. 6. Sorry.
So you got a 6.
Well, I gotta use my dexterity.
Got a 14.
I got 3. No, I got 15.
15. I'm sorry, 15.
Yeah. Well, since I'm not proficient in dexterity. Wait. No.
You don't get proficient bonus of this.
No.
Same. You got a 30, 20. You said.
Mm-hmm. My dex is 4.
Oh, I know who's dead last.
So first up is Sam. Well, first up is the creatures. They have a surprise round. Secondly is then Sam. Then the creatures again. Then Geo. Then Kyle.
Oh, shit. I get double tap.
Okay.
Could have set that barn on fire.
Zor's always gonna be a smartass.
Who's gotta be a smartass?
Zor. Always gotta be his orc pride.
I mean, accurate statement. Alright. So, Kyle, you hear this chittering, and as you look up, you see that there are 3 bipedal insectoid like creatures up in the rafters. And the first one. They look like, so they're bipedal with a hunchback up at the top. They have 2 like spider-like fangs. They have a large, almost beer belly. Long gangly arms with 2 claws at the end, and its feet are more animalistic in nature, and they have 2 claws piercing out at the bottom. Just so you don't see the name.
Oh, those are cool.
Yeah.
That's strange.
These things are in Baldur's Gate, right?
I do not know.
They're about Fireball.
If they are, I have not played it since they added it.
That's smart.
So, why is it in the caves that you remember you going down?
Oh, yeah.
With the webs.
I don't know if they're in there. Maybe. But anyway, these things. Burn. One is going to shoot off its web attack.
What is the house made out of? Wood?
Wood. Some stone, but mainly wood. One is going to shoot out its web. It is... You are no longer hasted, by the way. It is a natural 20 to hit. The creature is restrained by webbing if it hits. And as an action, the restrained creature can make a DC 11 strength check escaping the web on a success. So you can use your next turn to try and escape.
Is that the web spell? Or that?
I can use my next turn to try to escape.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. With the webbing down... These 2 use the webbing and skitter across. And we'll get right up next to you. You're so fucking big. Your mini is so goddamn huge. Kyle.
He was supposed to be.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. Having a party.
From your 2 perspectives, you see through the house like some light is shining down. You kind of see Kyle, or Zor, I should say, as webbing comes down, it glistens into the sunlight. And you're like, oh shit, this is when you get into action mode. The other 2, let's see. The first one will make a claw attack at Kyle. That's a 9 to hit.
No.
And then it will go for a bite, which is a 15 to hit.
No.
Okay, second one, same thing, claws up first. That's a natural 1, that's a failure.
No.
And the second one also missed.
No.
So all 4.
Wow.
Wait. You are restrained, so they do have advantage.
Eesh.
So they have advantage on you.
Okay.
So I have to reroll for those. First and second. So the first hit is with advantage actually has a 19 to hit.
No.
The second one misses.
Yeah, okay. That's not it.
So, claw.
You'd be cheating.
Just joking. So, you take 10 points of damage, and you are not raging, so it is not halved. So, 10 points of slashing damage.
You hit. Okay. Like a little baby.
But doesn't he have. 76. Well, it's only when he's raging. So.
Yeah. And both attacks on the second one are going to hit. Thanks to advantage.
you're going to take.
Bless you.
7 points of damage from the from the second one's claw, and the bite is 1d8. Where is the d8? Hello.
I want to use your notebook to keep track. You're erasing it, reducing.
4 points of piercing damage, and 4 points of poison damage, and you must succeed a Constitution saving throw for me.
Okay,
16, 3, 19. Okay, sounds good. That is the Ettercap's turn. It is now up to Sam. You see Kyle is being swarmed by webbing and is currently stuck inside of it. And two creatures that you're not really sure, you just see shadows of it, like claws slashing. And you see almost like a spider-like creature kind of bite into Kyle. That's all you can see currently.
All right.
They're right next to me, though, right?
They are right next to you.
So I can't escape. Or do I have to escape to even make an attack?
You have to use your action to attempt to break the restraining.
Okay.
In order to try and run.
Okay. Now, when you say action, does that still leave me with actions to attack?
No.
Because I have... Oh, unless I'm rage.
Right.
Right. Okay, so I can't use an action to rage, or could I?
No, you have to use a bonus action to rage.
All right, so I could use an action to break free and then bonus action to rage.
Yeah.
Either way, I could... But I have to be unrestrained to rage because I'm...
No.
Okay. That's fine.
What are you doing, Sam?
I'm going to...
Keep in mind that the entrance is slightly blocked because of Kyle. And webbing.
I think you're
right. Can I get through? Like, how does that mean? Is it difficult terrain?
It's going to be very difficult terrain, yeah. Very much.
Top two of them?
There's two of them that you can see. You can only see two.
Okay. I know, in the first floor.
Yeah.
Well, I'm only asking because I can only see the one, so. Can I grab onto Zor's shoulders and, like, give him the help action to get it out of the web and pull him back?
Yeah, I could say you could do that.
Is he stuck?
Yeah, he's restrained.
All right, I'm going to do that. So I'm going to go up to the door. Well, the Zor-shaped hole. And I'm gonna grab onto his shoulders while I'm still like outside.
Okay.
And pull. I give him the help action to break free. I'm gonna tell him, "Hey Zor, you look a little stuck. Let me help you out of there. Just pull really hard on the count of three."
Okay. That won't happen until your turn. Up next, it is the creature's turn. And at this point, now that you're up close, Sam, you can see through the hole, through the sunlight in the roof, that there is two. And a third one comes down and swarms Kyle. So you are still restrained. So the first one is going to try and make a claw attack at Kyle. That does not hit. Now it's going to go for a bite attack. Does a 17 hit? Yes? Okay. I need you to make a Constitution save for me, Kyle.
7, 10, 13.
Okay. And you take 8 points of piercing damage and 2 points of poison damage. It is not halved currently because you are still not raging. The second Ettercap is going to...
Did you say 8 points of piercing and what was the other one?
2 points of poison. Okay, second Ettercap is going to go for a claw attack first. That is a 16 to hit.
The second what?
Ettercap. That's the name of the creature.
Oh, they had the surprise round. I was like, how are they having another turn?
Yep, surprise. So does a 16 hit, Kyle?
Yeah, it's right on.
Okay. So that's a claw. That's 6 points of slashing damage. And the second one's going to have a bite attack. That is a 19 to hit.
That's a hit. That's six.
1 point of piercing damage. 6 points of poison damage.
That's 13.
And you have to make a Constitution saving throw.
Oh god. Carol's really getting wailed.
That's a nat 20.
Ooh. Okay. And third and final Etter Cap is going to go for a claw attack. That's a 13. That's not going to hit. 14, I'm sorry. And a natural 20 to hit on the bite. You're going to take 5 points of piercing damage and 3 points of poison damage.
So total. Oh, shit. Do you want to know how much health I'm at? Do you want to?
Sure.
30.
Oof.
Take and a freaking beat down.
I need you to make another constitution saving throw.
11, but that's 14, 17.
Yep.
And plus 3 for me for okay. charisma.
It is now Geo's turn. You can't really see shit because Sam is currently blocking.
Should I haste Cal or hold my action and use Fireball?
I'm in there.
I know. I can hold my action, though. Until you take... Can I hold my action until he takes his turn? And then...
Yeah. Guys? You just have to tell me what your action is.
Okay.
And what the trigger for it is.
Demezio, do you think I should fireball these fuckers?
You hear you screaming that out across the field.
Oh, yeah. Demezio, should I fireball these fuckers or...
You...
Hey, Zor.
You need to wait until me and Zor are out of the impact radius.
Okay. Where's, what's the radius for the... Is it 20 foot? I think it's 20, right?
I think it's 20. No, it's 30, isn't it? I think it's 30.
Is it 30?
Maybe it is. I think it's a
30. Should we look it up? Yeah, my phone's too slow for me to do things fast. God, 30?
Let me double check.
20 with 150 foot range.
Okay. 20-foot cube or 20-foot radius?
Radius.
Yeah.
Why do I not see my 20-foot radius?
It's not good.
I see a 10. I see a 20.
It's all good because I'll be raged, so.
No.
This is very annoying. Okay.
It could be more efficient.
Just hold it. Just hold it. Just hold it because I got to rage first.
We're using this?
Yeah, just use that. I don't have a cube.
Can I move this out of the way?
Yeah. That basically engulfs the entire house.
Because it was his action, does that count as an action for me to break out of the house if he's
pulling? It gives you advantage on the attempt.
So when I try to back up, that just gives me advantage to break out?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Alright, I'm gonna hold my action for Fireball. If I cast it here, though, would that hit Kyle? If I'd hit it, like, in the corner of the house or something? If I shot, like, the Fireball in the back of the corner?
It's very hard to see right now because Demezio is blocking, so you're not entirely sure. You have no idea.
Demezio's in my way?
Yes, because currently there's a Zora-shaped hole in the wall that Demezio is blocking. So you can't really see much past that.
It's a big-ass hole.
You kind of see, like, a little bit of light, but you have no idea how big the inside... Well, I mean, you kind of do because...
So you're saying I would cast it somewhere randomly into the house?
Yeah, essentially.
Okay.
Just be random.
You cannot be precise because of the shape of the hole and how small it is compared to, like...
But I can aim for the back, though, right?
Yeah, you can aim for the back. You can aim to go through the Zora-shaped hole.
I can aim for, like, the back wall.
If he's hitting a house because it's a house and it's wood... It realistically would hit everybody because it's, I mean, it would
probably engulf. It would engulf the entire area.
Well, if I hit the back wall, I think you'd be fine.
I don't even think it would matter. If you hit it, you're pretty much maybe. Because it's a house.
You just don't know. I mean, even you don't know.
You might burn the whole place down. We're about to burn down the whole damn.
Is that going to be worth it, though? You're going to have to...
There might be something good in here, so maybe you don't want to destroy it. It could be treasure.
True. Also, you'd have to, like, sort of waste a turn to, like, try to get out of the way.
He has to use his turn to get out anyway. I mean, he doesn't have to, but his attacks are going to be at disadvantage, and he's going to be real easy to hit for the rest of the turn, for the rest of the team. Mm. And he's blocking the entire way in.
Wait.
kind of think I should just haste him. Although your health is low, I'm gonna go unconscious.
Don't be writing notes to each other. Share with the class.
Tried Ray of Frost again? Why do you like that spell so much? He suggested I use Ray of Frost like 3 times during the session. Shit, I want to cast Fireball.
Can just hold your action to cast it.
I think just because it's cool, but I don't think it's as efficient as haste. That's the problem. So. What if we trap them inside? But hold on, Fireball will probably explode the building, though.
That's what I'm saying, they'll all die. I think it's hilarious.
All die? Well, they will be engulfed in fire, yeah. Right, I'll hold it. I'll hold my action.
Okay, what's the trigger? For Zor to get out of the way? Zor and Demezio?
Yes.
Okay. All right, up to Kyle. Kyle, go ahead. Make your strength check to break out of this webbing, and you have advantage for it.
Oh, yeah. You have advantage.
Roll again. Take the higher of the two.
Oh, my God. Nat 20.
All right, easy peasy.
This first wasn't that
you were like, you felt something kind of breaking into your skin. You're like, no, I gotta fight it. You break off out of the webbing with the help of Demezio, and he's able to pull you out. So you are effectively out of the webbing. You can easily leave the house.
Is that an action?
No, that would be your movement.
Oh, nice. Okay,
but
can I use greater healing potion as an action?
I wouldn't use it now.
To chug it, it's a bonus action.
It's a bonus. I just always wondered. Okay.
Wait, if you have to
first thing I'm going to do is
you have to disengage though, otherwise you're going to get opportunity attack 3 times.
Well, I'm going to rage. Okay, rage. I have to rage and rage. I mean, that's the most important.
No. Well, now me helping him move, is it force movement?
No. He's out of the webbing, but not through the door, so he hasn't really moved.
Can he disengage?
No, he already used his action to break free from the restraint.
Shit.
Can I use the greater healing potion?
If you want to, instead of raging, yeah.
No, but I have to use one or the other. But I didn't use my action.
Yes, you did. Yeah, it's an action to break out of.
Okay. Well, yes, then I have to rage. There's no point.
Okay.
So and then rage. Should I still, if I rage, I have 30 health.
You can still move.
Oh, where am I standing right now from outside the house? Am I, like, right?
You're not outside the house. You're still in there. You can easily get through the door. Is what I was
okay,
saying.
I'm going to take a risk here. How many of those guys are there?
There's 3.
Where's Twig?
I'm raged, right? I'm going Twig to.
Is protecting
your body. I got 40 feet. Mm. I'm going to run.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of their opportunity attack to here. So, say we'll roll. I'm going to roll out of the building.
All right, Mr. Optimus Prime. Here. Get 3 attacks of opportunity. 1 hits out of the 3.
Sexy.
It's 6 points of slashing damage.
So 3.
3.
See, that was smart. 27.
Fireball.
Now you can do it.
You are still blocking.
Oh, that's right.
But it's your turn next.
Kyle is done. Then
you can move out of the way. Then I'll shoot the fireball, and then you can do the rest of your
Sam's turn.
So can I, like, step slightly out of the way so the fireball goes through? And then
you
can...
You still run the risk of getting hit by it or damaged by it.
All right, then I guess I will...
back up.
Yeah. I'll back up to next to Geo.
Okay, so this triggers the fireball.
Can I aim for like the center of the barn?
You can try to aim.
Yeah.
I will ask for just a flat d20 roll to see if you can make it through the Zor shaped hole or not. Just to see what and where and how much explodes. So go ahead and roll your d20.
15.
Okay. You are able to launch it through the Zor-shaped hole, aiming for the back, igniting everything, and it requires a dexterity save from each of the creatures. Plus 2. What's your DC?
16.
One succeeds with a 21, and the other two fail. So you can go ahead and roll your damage, which I believe Fireball is something ridiculous, like 8d6. You casted it at third level?
Yeah.
8d6, yep.
For each of them?
8d6 is the flat, is the number, and then one of them takes half. Because you succeeded.
Oh. So 8d6 is how many roll total? It's not for each.
Well, each one takes it, but it's just a flat, like, it's a single.
Oh, it's a single I see. Gotcha.
Do you want more d6s?
Sure.
You want
to write them down? Oh, okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's 6. So and 6. You already, and you have 7, which is 2.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, a couple ones, so but a bunch of fives. So 6, yeah. A 5. 5, so 10, 16, plus
3. 19, plus your
2. So that's 21 currently, and you can roll one more, because that was 7 total. 23 points of damage.
To each of them, right?
Yep, I'll take my die back.
To each of them?
Yeah.
Except
Holy
for one of them.
Shit!
Except for one that succeeded.
That was awesome! Are they on fire?
I'm sorry, you said 23?
23, yeah.
Do they have, like...
They are on fire, as they catch a blaze.
I peed on fire.
All right, they are still alive and screaming currently. So it's going to be
I'm gonna move
that you can only hold your action.
Oh, okay.
It's not your turn yet.
Okay,
so after Sam, it is now the Ettercaps.
I still had my action.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I'm going to go invisible.
Okay. How many times a day can you do that?
Twice.
So this is number 2.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Number 2. Anything else?
No.
All right. So you hear the Ettercap screaming from inside. Because they are on fire. Let's see.
Did the building explode?
It... So, the fireball definitely exploded inside, and anything in it is, like, you see stuff is, like, blown all over the place, but everything is beginning to catch fire, and the building is beginning to crumble. So, the building itself didn't explode.
Sam, you could have blocked the doorway hole and kept them
fire
trapped inside.
Block them with what, me?
How much do those stone gravel things weigh?
They're trees that fell over, so they're pretty big and pretty heavy.
Okay.
So because they are trapped in fire, at the start of their turn, they are going to take damage. They're going to take 2d10 damage.
Is that because the building's on fire?
They are currently on fire, and they're in fire, so they're taking extra damage, killing all. But one, who's still currently alive.
Oh, shit. How much damage did that do?
All in total, I think it was like... It ranged from 16 to 18 for each one.
That's super awesome.
At the top of the round.
Mm-hmm. We didn't have to do shit. I just stayed
16
there.
To 18 for each one?
Because mm-hmm. I rolled 2d10 improvised damage because they're on fire.
So let's do 17 times 3. Yeah. 30. Holy shit. That was 51 fire damage on top of the fucking...
I told you it was a good spell.
It's a good spell. All right. This Ettercap is going to tear down the wall and break free and run out on fire. Probably going to go after Kyle. You're the first thing it sees.
I didn't realize being on fire did so much damage.
This is for the claw attack. It's going to miss. And this is for the bite, which also is going to miss.
Meese.
Geo, your turn. You have a flaming Ettercap in front of you.
I'm going to hit him with a Toll of Dead.
Okay.
He's dead.
Yes, he's dead.
Bye-bye.
He had 1 HP.
Okay.
He's dead, bitch. He's dead.
So, as you end combat, the building crumbles in on itself as it just begins to smoke in an obscene amount of fire. With that, that's going to end tonight's session. After a difficult encounter with a shambling mound and some strange epicopes that he came across. We'll pick up next time. See you later, everybody.